Cass first up.
Yeah.
Big game.
Yeah, massive. Yeah, you know, it's huge for us because you know, if we have any aspirations of obviously in the four, you know, we don't want to be in the eights to make a number up. We want to go in there and perform consistently well. To do, you know, to have any chance of hitting that four, we have to get off to a good start in these eights. And you know, at the moment, it looks difficult. You know, you look at the league table and you look at the points difference for and against it. It looks tasty, but you know, we got to Cass and get a result. Huddersfield go to Wigan and get beat, and then all of a sudden it looks a little bit more prettier. And you know, that's the mentality we'll be attacking this game with.
As you said, there is a lot of ground that needs to be made up. Do you think that part of the system needs to change, or do you think it's just a case of getting those points in
before? I think by the end of the seven games, I think that probably answered that question. But I you know, it's doable, it's catchable, and I think, you know, it's an old Premier League cliche, but 6 point games, and every game is a 4 point game. You know, you're taking points off teams in and around you, and you're gaining two. So yeah, it's you know, it's for us to do anything, we need to perform at a consistent level for seven games, and that is our goal, and we've got to hope, you know, maintain that standard.
Been struck by some quite big injury blows recently in Price and Ellis at the time when you need
experience. Yeah, you know, there's never a good time to get injured. But yeah, you know, there was obviously blows going into the eights. Would have loved to have had them on the field with us, but unfortunately that's not the case, and something we're going to have to adapt to. Challenge now for boys coming in and playing in that position is to try and keep that level of consistency there every week, and that's, you know, that's their goal.
It's going to be a lot of pressure on Sneed and Abdul to kind of control things. Do you think they've got the ability to do that?
Oh, look, the ability there, no doubt. Yeah, you know. You know, from a mindset point of view and a preparation point of view, they've got to get in the best space they possibly can. And Jordan Rankin as well, you know, is comfortable in the halves. So we've got a, you know, we've got three options there, and hopefully between the three, over the next several games, you know, they can, like I say, like the rest of the group, maintain a standard of performance that we perceive, you know, do.
Who do you think's going to be the man on the field that steps up, who they can look to when they need that bit of a drive, bit of a boost?
Well, look, we've had some consistent performers over the last you know, seven or eight games, and we need them to consistently perform. But if we are going to achieve anything, and we're going to sign off the season on how we want to sign off, then we need from 1-17 to play. Now, whether that be 1-17 in terms of squad numbers or bringing somebody in after a couple of injuries, we need them blocks to step up as well, and that's key for us.
You made quite a good recent signing with Tuma Vaive, I think I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
What are you hoping to get from him?
Yeah, look, he's a really talented boy, and the boy can play. Left the Warriors last year. We actually, you know, made inquiries early last year, and unfortunately he'd already done a deal at Newcastle. You know, was not playing in a position he wanted in first grade, and was playing reserve grade in a position that, you know, he would have played first grade but wasn't comfortable playing reserves there. So he's a really, really talented boy, and he's got some natural skill set that I think he'll be a real addition to Super League.
Where are you hoping to
look, I want him to come over, and I want him to make a real push for a centre spot with us. The fact that he's got some versatility in fullback in the halves is obviously an added plus. But you know, for the 12 months that he's over here, coming off that plane, we want him to make a real push for that, and with his natural ability, you know, there's no reason why he can't do that.
Seems to be one of those freaky players, like a bit like Sean Johnson, where they seem to be just floating around and then suddenly they can shoot off in any direction or pass.
It's ironic that they came from the system together, and you know, they won the competition 2 years on the bounce with them two in the halfback partnership. So you know, there's no doubt about his ability, and you know, we're hoping, like many others that have, you know, come before him in Rankin, in Steve Michaels, in Fatouli, in Feke, you know, not household name signings we've made have come good for us, and you know, I don't see any reason why this kid can't be.
And yeah, as you say, Fatouli, that's someone you can learn an incredible amount from, because to come from a position where his health was in danger at that point, and then to be out and out one of the best players at Hull.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, he's been one of our most consistent since he's walked through the door. So you know, that level of consistency again, you know, keep going back to it. But that's what we're after, obviously, from the blokes we're bringing. And you know, we're not bringing him in as shirt fillers. We're bringing them in to add something and hopefully, you know, take this club to the next level.
How much did the loss against Wigan knock your confidence moving into this?
It's been a tough week for me personally and for the group. Nobody wants to watch that back. Nobody likes listening to what's been said. And it was, from being sky high in terms of confidence and ecstasy, I suppose, from the whole KR fixture to obviously, catch one full on the chin, I suppose. The day after, was really tough for us. But one thing that, we now know is we've got seven games where we have to perform to a level, to a certain standard to get results, and that's the goal. We've got a week off, obviously, to recharge up and get as fresh as we can. So, yeah, we need to make sure we get off to a good start in these eights.
And just finally, for you as a coach, how difficult has it been where you've gone from at the bottom, people calling for your head, game out of here, and then obviously when you're going on those winning streaks, they all go quiet?
Yeah, it's no coincidence. When results weren't going our way, there was a lot of blokes sat in the stands. Unfortunately, a lot of fans are, forgiving for that. When we went on our runs, it was when we had our almost 1-17 out. When we're fit and we're on the field with our, our marquee players, we're a challenge for anybody. And when we're playing to our ability, we're a challenge for anybody. And that's what we want to do going into these eights.
And just on marquee player, have you thought of anyone that you?
No, I just. When it was voted in, I'm a fan of it personally, and the price bracket that's been bandied about, we don't pay anybody that. I don't want to pay anybody that. To bring a marquee in on a certain salary, and if he doesn't perform, and a bloke behind him does perform, does he then come in and say, well, I want that salary? I don't know, and hopefully we won't have that issue at our club. We've got a pay structure that we stick to, pay structure that we put together when I got the job, along with Motto Tony, and it's one that we'll be riding out as long as we're at the club.